Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm doing super. It's good to talk to you today. How is things in the radio business?
You know what? Things are great. Things are just moving right along. And, you know, I can't help. I mean, you know that in the radio world, you are constantly doing weather updates and giving the forecast and letting people know what the weather is like. And I couldn't help but notice that coming up, we've got quite the snowstorm coming.
There's some big storms that are coming on Friday, Saturday, and then the first part of next week. I think we're finally going to see winter here in good old Carbon County. And I just want to remind everybody, I noticed in my travels as I drive around, during this time of year, the ordinances are for no vehicles to be parked on the streets. And the purpose for that is, when you get those late-night snowfalls, the snowplows can come out and clear the streets before everyone starts moving around. So let's be a little bit considerate of our snowplow drivers. And if you live in those areas like Westwood and Spring Glen and Kenilworth and Carbonville and even in Wellington, Bryce, make sure that you have your vehicles in, not out on the street, so the snowplows can do their job safely.
Right, for sure. And, you know, I've actually seen people get extremely upset when they go to get in their car and leave and the snowplows have come and their car is completely covered in snow. But the point is, you're not supposed to park on the street. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's definitely one of your own faults. So you definitely want to make sure to be considerate of that. And when you're shoveling snow in your own driveway or your sidewalks or whatever it may be, take into consideration keeping your mailboxes clear, the fire hydrants are clear. That way, you know, if there is an emergency, the fire department can get to the fire hydrant and the mailbox can get, you know, the mail can get delivered. So if you pile those things up, it makes it really hard for everyone.
It does, and you know, we haven't got a lot of snow on the ground right now, so this is a good storm that's coming to make sure you also exaggerate where you put your pile. Put it further away than you think you need to, just in the event that we get in a wet weather pattern, get snow every week through February. At the end of that time, you're going to be running out of places to put it.
Right.
So make sure you do that, and you know, if you see a neighbor struggling, give them a hand with snow removal, especially your elderly neighbors. Right now is a good time to help folks out. I think it's good to be a good neighbor. Our elderly folks are struggling anyway with COVID and what have you. They don't get out a lot, so be thoughtful of that. Make sure you're keeping your sidewalks clear as well. The sidewalk in front of your house is your responsibility. So
it definitely is. And, you know, when it comes to checking on those things, it's not hard to drive by and say, oh, look, that neighbor has not come out and shoveled anything, their path to their car, their driveway, nothing. And there's probably a good reason for that. It's not just because they're, you know, sitting in the house being lazy and they don't want to. There's probably a good chance that they're unable to do that. So just kind of watch around. And, you know, honestly, how many of us have kids that are dying to make, you know, 10, 15 bucks here and there? Send your kids out, walk around the neighborhood, see if there's anybody that needs their driveways or sidewalks shoveled, and hey, maybe they can make a little bit of money on the side.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. So yeah, that's what my thoughts are for this week. And you know, be safe, be careful. We don't have a lot of snow up in our backcountry right now, but I think these next storms are going to produce that. Just know what you see here and what you see there generally are two different things. And it is a lot colder. Even if you get out of town, just up into the airport or up in the Cedars, you know, it's colder up there than it is down here. So just be prepared. We always talk about it, but be ready for anything.
For sure. And, you know, carry some extra supplies if you're going anywhere. Even if you're just, you know, going up north for the day, make sure that you've got some extra supplies just in case, because you never know.
I agree. And, you know, if you have an issue or if you see something that's hazardous, make sure you report that to your local law enforcement. You know, sometimes you'll see neighbors plow snow into the road, and sometimes that can cause a traffic hazard. So, you know, it's not to rat your neighbor out, but if you see something that looks like it could be potentially dangerous, give us a call so we can get it addressed, get things taken care of, and you know, I talked to a young lady just this week that in the last snowstorm hadn't been used to driving a car with traction control, and the traction control actually worked against her style of driving, and she slid off the road at low speed. So just know, be familiar with your vehicle as well. Make sure you have good tires on there. Make sure your tire pressures are correct. All that stuff will factor into how your car handles on the ice and snow.
It definitely will. And, you know, when you think that there's going to be a snowstorm hitting that day, either plan ahead and make sure that you leave with plenty of time to get wherever you're going, or just expect on being late. I mean, it's going to happen. 9 times out of 10, if there's a snowstorm, the school bus is late picking my kid up for school. So, I mean, we just kind of have to expect that. And we live in an area where everyone kind of understands that, oh, if it snowed, yeah, everyone's going to be a little bit late. And they're kind of understanding to that.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not worth wrecking your vehicle and potentially harming yourself to get to work on time. Just take your time and be safe.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in and giving us an update. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just tell everyone, have a great week, and love your neighbor. Take care of those around you. In these trying times we live in, it's now more important to be a good neighbor than ever.
Definitely is. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.